A Christian worker counters concerns of Sharia law in Egypt. The mayhem in Egypt is having a direct impact on ministry, and Haiti braces for round two of ousted leaders returning. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As protests in Egypt continue, some have voiced their fear that Sharia law could soon rule. Michael with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board says the introduction of a strict Islamic government is possible, but seems unlikely.
The rank and file of Egyptians we've talked to, Muslims, have also recognized that that would not be a good scenario. They know that it would curtail a great many of the freedoms that they enjoy.
IMB is hopeful that a new government will actually bring better conditions for believers.
The best case scenario would be that whatever government comes in would allow more freedoms than we've seen in the past, that both national believers and those who come from the outside working in the country would be allowed greater freedoms to be able to share the gospel, would be able to see church planting and even church buildings, the opportunities for that to open up.
Next, according to Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, nearly everything in Egypt has been closed since January 28th due to the violence and curfew. Most of the staff at Sat7 has been staying home, and their offices remain closed too. However, because the internet's down, they can't broadcast their live shows. The team in Cyprus is standing in for the live programming. Pray for wisdom as they act in Christ's name during this turbulent time. Pray safety, too, for the team. You're listening to Mission Network News. While the world continues to watch Egypt, protests have also erupted in Jordan and Yemen. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says this is a new wave of discontent across the Middle East.
We're just seeing a collective anger around the Middle East. Primarily, young people are just frustrated, they're repressed, and they want freedom.
Unemployment and corruption seems to be the focus of the anger. While secular Muslims outnumber radical Muslims, Doyle is concerned and is asking Christians globally to pray.
That this mass of people in the middle don't move toward radicalism, because if that happens, then the world will have just witnessed the creation of Iran South.
While some Christians are getting involved in the protests, the majority aren't.
Believers are laying low and using this as a time where they can bring salt and light and truth to people in their villages and cities, but they realize that they don't have a lot of protection.
Funding is needed to help pastors, especially during this time of unrest. Elsewhere, ousted former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide could be joining baby Doc Duvalier on home turf. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says his return could complicate things with fanatical supporters of each man. Because the election didn't settle the leadership question, there's a lot of tension surrounding the results being announced today and who will actually be on the ballot for the March 20th elections. It's also interfering with their ministry plans.
We had a national church conference scheduled for the same time frame when this next round of elections is supposed to be happening. And now they're going to change the dates for that church conference because they don't want it to conflict with the election and any possible resulting demonstrations.
Despite tension, the morale of their team is good. Keep praying for them.
Their commitment is not hindered one bit. They are totally committed to the goals of spreading the gospel and helping the day-to-day physical needs of the people.
And a new recording studio project is making headway in Mozambique. When the Audio Scripture Ministry studio in Shai Shai, Mozambique, outgrew its space, a project was launched. Since we last checked in, the One Brick at a Time project has welcomed a new staff member, has gained more and more funds to function, and has started working through the legal and practical steps to getting started. Pray for God's continued provision so more people can get the Scripture in their heart language. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.